Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey on WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, Buffalo Sabres GM Jason Botterill joins Shope and the Bulldog. Brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. And by Fallsview Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada.
Welcome to 716, a relatively rare Monday night home game for the Sabres, who were off Saturday, Sunday, but winners on Friday night in Detroit. Tonight at KeyBank Center, they'll host Arizona. And general manager Jason Botterill joins us now from 716. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
You and Bulldog have been meeting on the side. You and I have not seen each other in many months.
I'm not going to say how smoothly it went last time.
I could only assume it went great. Well, you know, just to get to it, it's funny that the Bills and the Sabres both this year have presented us with a lot of, are they actually this good, conversations. I think you can sort of appreciate that, you know, the record is really good. And so, like, as a GM, I mean, you could take the Bills side of this if you want, but just for the Sabres especially, of course, how do you figure out that answer? Like, so you see your team is winning. What are you doing to be able to sort of look within and evaluate that?
Well, I think you're looking at different things that you think that are going to have success. Can it be repetitive over time? Mm-hmm. You know, how many scoring chances are you creating? Not only just what the goals are, but how many scoring chances are you creating? How are you defending in your own zone? How are you moving the puck up in a transition standpoint? And looking at our individual players, we have still so many young players. You know, do you see their game improving in certain areas, type of thing? So, you know, what we've talked a lot about is finding a way to win, having success out there, but also looking at, from a short-term perspective, improving each day. And we understand over 82 games, you're going to face adversity. And what we've liked so far is whenever we've had a loss, we've responded in the proper manner.
Have you looked at, a lot of fans are, I think, reluctant to really get all the way on board because of last year's 10-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. I don't think while it was happening, you said you were concerned about it, but I think afterward you admitted that you know, there were signs there. It was, yep, a lot of overtime and shootout, maybe lucky wins along the way. How about these 12 games?
Well, I think still, whenever we can have, I think our goaltending has been exceptional during this run. And what I've really liked is when we've come off a loss, our goaltending, you know, Carter Hutton in L.A., Linus Ullmark in Detroit, they were outstanding. I think, as I mentioned before, I think our shot share when the games are tight has been exceptional. I think the fact that we are getting to the net more, we're creating more from there, but also we're not giving up nearly as much in our own zone. And I think a lot of that has to do with just, you look at the way we are moving puck. Our transition game is a lot better than last year. We're getting pucks out of our zone. We're getting pucks into the neutral zone and obviously into the offensive zone to create a little bit more opportunity out there. So we like where we're at. But I think what I've really appreciated from the team's aspect is there's been an excitement about our wins, but also understand that we have to keep going. And you know, it's where our players have learned. They've learned from the experience last year. And I think that's what intrigued me about Ralph as a coach. I talked to it last time that every project he's been on, he's learned something and pulled something from it. And I think our players have done the same thing from last year and the previous years. Like, they've learned from the experience there. As much as you can talk about the NHL to Rasmus Dahlin and Casey Mittelstadt, until they go through an entire season, it's difficult for them to truly understand how you have to take care of your body, how you have to prepare for things for the second half. They've done that, and I think it's going to be something that they'll learn from and hopefully have the results as we go through here.
At the risk of asking a dated question, Your personal connection with Kruger, it goes back to Winnipeg and school?
No, that's overinflated a little bit. There is a connection. My father was, I believe, Ralph's fifth grade math teacher at a private school, St. John's Ravenscourt in Winnipeg. But I had never met him or sort of interact with him. And the connection really came from Jim Rutherford, who I worked for in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And when I got the opportunity here in Buffalo, Jim had a relationship with Ralph. When Ralph was the Swiss national team coach, he also was a part-time scout for consultant scout for Carolina. So they developed a relationship there. And Jim just felt that knowing myself, what I was trying to accomplish here in Buffalo, knowing Ralph as a person, that we should at least have a dialogue. We did have a dialogue. Obviously, at that time, he had his commitments to Southampton, but stayed in touch. And as we rediscussed the situation last spring and felt it was definitely a fit.
I know I like listening to him. Mm-hmm. And I don't always like listening to coaches because I feel like they might not even be being mm-hmm. honest with me or they're obviously usually being very careful.
Yep.
Do you hear him and think he is being those things but also divulging information that really is a win-win? Like the press probably likes him because you're getting something, but hopefully from your side of it, he's not giving away too much.
Well, my main focus, my main concern is our players, and I know that he's impacting our players here right now. And that's the main thing and the most important thing from my perspective. And I think he does a great job in utilizing his staff, knowing when to give responsibility to the assistant coaches. I also think he's done a great job in understanding what type of setting this should be. Should it be a group setting? Should it be a group of five? Should it be three? Should it be a one-on-one situation? I think he's done a really good job in having a feel for what the team needs. And Ralph is a very positive individual. He comes off very positive, but what I've really enjoyed is that he is very direct and very honest with our players and myself. And when there has to be a hard conversation, he's not afraid to have that hard conversation. And I think that's very important when you go through an 82-game season. It can't always be positive.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm kind of curious. It's, 9-2-1. Wonderful. You wouldn't give any of it back. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes when adversity does come. A couple of losses in a row, whatever, that inevitably will happen.
And I think instead of waiting for, the question, is it going to come? It will come. 82 games. It's certainly going to come. And you just look at our schedule. We're excited about going over to Sweden and the opportunity about playing over there. But even the three games we have this week leading up to it, we're playing very strong teams. So it's going to be difficult, but it's how are we going to respond from that situation? And it's what we tried to do with the roster is add more depth to our group so our players had it. And, especially when we come back from Sweden, the amount of games that we have in a condensed time, it's going to be a challenge to our group here.
I'm really excited about Joki Haru.
Mm-hmm.
A trade gets made, especially when we're not in touch, like it's in the summer as this one was, and I go right to the stats. And the stats on him were really nice. You're talking about young players. He had a little bit of experience, but I was excited about that. The thing I just kept wondering is there going to be room for him? And I've been glad to see so far you've had room for him and made room for him. And I don't know, would you say that he's met or even exceeded your expectations or hopes?
Yeah, I would say that he's exceeded our expectations at the start of the season. We, as a young player, as a 20-year-old, you just don't know how he's going to react to being traded for one and coming to a new environment, mm-hmm. And how long it's going to take him to make that step to become a real part of the team. And what I've loved about him is just he's had a great attitude every day in practice. He's moved his feet in the games. He's always taken away space, or even when he has the puck, it's never at a standstill. He's always moving up there. I think he's done a great job in our transition game, moving the puck up to our forwards. And he's shown, when he's been on the PK, when he's been around the front of the net, he's shown a lot more sort of one-on-one grit battle than I anticipated from him. But we looked at him last year. You look at him as a 19-year-old, played some games in the National Hockey League,
right.
Won a gold medal at the World Juniors, won a gold medal at the World Championships. Very impressive young man at such a young age. And those experiences, those pressure situations that he played in, I think is what we've tried to bring into our organization, players who have that winning dynamic, that winning experience. And, he's done a great job so far.
How about Rasmus Dahlin? Mm-hmm. It feels to me like watching the games, the neutral zone has been kind of treacherous for him. There was the big giveaway in New York on Thursday night. I'm wondering, how you view him and how he's being handled and what you can do to sort of, I don't know if he's tense at all about the mistakes he's making, how you can kind of ease that.
Well, I think just like there, maybe the expectations weren't as high for Joki Haru, they're always sky high for Rasmus Dahlin based off of last year. And then he comes in this year, and I think he's done a great job in managing our and QBing our power play. It's, on one hand, a fun spot to play, but there's also a high-pressure situation there, and he's done a great job just distributing the pucks from that position. I think with Rasmus, you're always wanting a little bit more in the defensive zone, and his expectations are extremely high and stuff too. And what I like about our staff is it begins with Ralph and Steve Smith. There's engagement with him. Hey, he's making mistakes, but what we're trying to make sure is just like our team. We don't want to lose two games in a row. We're trying to make sure that Rasmus doesn't have the same mistakes over and over again. And the great thing with Rasmus is he understands when it does happen. You do forget that he's 19 years old and expectations for a young defenseman in the league from that, and he's playing heavy minutes for us. But, again, you look at having Joakim Harju, having Dahlin, adding Miller, it's just, I think, improved our capability of getting out of our own zone, which has allowed us to spend more time in the offensive zone.
You also have Lawrence Pilot, who I saw something. He had a good night recently, or maybe he's had a few.
Yeah, on Saturday, he's back playing now with Rochester, which is great to see. He worked extremely hard in the offseason to coming off his shoulder surgery. Rochester had a fun weekend, 7-6 on Saturday in Syracuse. They came back. They were down 6-4 in the third period, came back, and Lawrence got the OT winner, which was great to see there. And
all right. Were you there for that?
I wasn't there for that, but we had other people on our staff there, right. And then they obviously jump on the bus right away, get to Springfield, and you got to love the American Hockey League, play 5 o'clock the next day in Springfield. It lost in overtime in that game, but no, we've certainly been very happy with what's going on in Rochester. You look at Lawrence coming back into it. We have some young defensemen in Casey Fitzgerald and Jacob Bryson and Thomas Hickey that are contributing to our group there and stuff for sure. Excuse me, Brandon Hickey. I said Tom. Mm-hmm. Brandon Hickey. So, look, we like our group there a lot. And then up front, we feel Tage has gone down there, Tage Thompson, and created a lot of chances at even strength and has certainly worked on his game down there. So we're excited about their start in Rochester.
Pilot, I mean, to me, just if I may say something here, like Pilot to me is an NHL player, and you've got the Joakim Harju point. You're getting Montour back soon. Can you do this without making a trade? Like, is there enough flexibility with your extra spots and Rochester to allow for you to keep everybody when, assuming you don't have another injury, you might be ready to tell me about how guys could still get hurt?
Scandella already got hurt.
If you don't have that, are you going to be able to balance that without having to move somebody out?
I think it's a great problem to have. Our young players are stepping in and creating opportunity here for it. And like I said before, you're always going to run into injuries. And it was a dilemma throughout the summer. Like, what are we going to do with all these defensemen? Then before we even play a National Hockey League game this season, we already have a couple guys go down. So we understand the importance of depth. And I think over 82 games, you have to have this. So that's why we tried to accomplish that throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm. How is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen doing?
He's doing very well. He's been practicing in Rochester, and we're hopeful, whether it's later on this week or next week, for him to start his pro career. He'll start in Cincinnati, getting playing games, just get things going from that. But he's worked extremely hard with his rehab, and we're very excited to finally get him in a pro uniform.
I always got to squeeze in a question about the giant goaltender.
He is a giant goalie, and he's
predictable.
That is
my
role here.
At least the Sabres have one.
Right.
So, well, at least they have more than one. I mean, Jason keeps tabs on Owen. I think he's nice to ask you about him.
Yes, it's does very,
there
very
come
nice.
Like I was thinking about this question earlier, and I was thinking maybe I shouldn't ask it, and I'm still thinking that. Are there any rules?
This is going to be great.
Are there any rules?
Any rules in what?
Well, Bulldog's son is playing good hockey at Nichols. Seems to have pro aspirations. Are there, like, can you guys just not talk about that? Should I not be asking about, like, are there any rules about what you can't, what can't you do, if anything, like as a pro GM?
No, there's nothing we can't do.
You can talk about him and ask about him and
mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yep. That's a relief.
No problem.
I'm not getting anybody in any trouble.
No, I think we're
by
good.
Asking that alone.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, he seems to be a good kid, this Owen. He's tall.
I think the kid's a lot better than the father.
Yep. you just walked him right into that, Mike. Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, any questions for us? Any Bills questions, fantasy questions, anything?
No, I think I'm all
right. Michigan, 45-14.
It was a good day on Saturday for Michigan.
How about that, Bulldog?
Over Notre Dame. We needed
that victory, and that was a good one for sure.
Yeah, right.
When you were at Michigan, who's the biggest rival? Because the Notre Dame games were big. There was a break. But those were big. Of course, Michigan State. Of course, Ohio State. Like, how do you rank them?
I would probably go Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan State.
Okay.
And that would just be for football. Any other sport, I'd probably go Michigan State as the biggest rival.
Right, hockey.
Yeah, sure. Hockey. Right, yeah. Ohio State has good hockey, though, right?
They've developed their program a lot over the last couple of years.
And Notre Dame, too.
Yeah. Notre Dame, too. Yeah. Not Michigan Tech. That's a place, isn't it?
Christmas every time, Christmas tournament, Great Lakes Invitational. Michigan Tech, Michigan State, Michigan.
All right. There you go.
All right. Thanks for putting up with these questions.
All right, guys. You have a good day.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
That is Sabre GM Jason Bottrell. His appearance with us is brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney, and also by the Fallsview Casino Resort in Niagara Falls, Canada.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.